Hi, welcome back to Door County Gardening. Once again, I'm your host, Brett Hansen, and I'm very happy to explore the wonders of our gardens with you today. This time, we're going to talk about the wonder of bee balm seeds, and I guess seeds in general. It's that time of year when, if we haven't already, many people are scrambling to get seeds in trays and get ready for the warming temperatures of May. So, let's talk about it. In the gardener's world, seeds represent the most profound emblem of potential. Each tiny seed holds within it the blueprint for growth, a promise of the beauty and bounty to come. As gardeners, we are granted the unique privilege to guide and nurture these seeds, coaxing out the vibrant life they secret away in small, dark spaces. Through this process, we become not merely cultivators of the earth, but artists of nature, painting our landscapes with the colors, textures, and forms of the plants we grow. The act of growing from seed allows us a deeper connection with the cycle of life, weaving our passions into the tapestry of nature. Among the myriad choices for the garden artist, bee balm seeds stand out because of the vibrant beauty they will create and the variety of life they will attract and sustain. Bee balm, also known as Monarda, with its radiant flowers and fragrant foliage, acts as a beacon to a host of pollinators, playing a pivotal role in the health of our ecosystems. The relationship between bee balm and its visitors is a testament to the intricate dance of coexistence and mutual benefit. Honeybees, bumblebees, and hummingbirds, drawn to the flower's rich nectar, become vital agents of pollination, ensuring the continuation of various plant species. Hummingbird moths, with their midday and nocturnal visits, bring awe and variety to any garden. I'll never forget seeing my first hummingbird moth. It seemed enormous as it floated among the hovering honeybees. I called out to my wife, like a giddy child who needs to share something new and extraordinary to ensure that it really exists. She too was amazed. The hummingbirds, with their dazzling aerobatics, visit bee balm frequently and are a joy to behold as they sip nectar from the deep tubular blossoms. Our ruby-throated variety nudges the smaller hummingbird moths and bees aside as their invisible wings and horizontal movement take up more space than one might imagine. But as long as the bee balm patches keep spreading, there'll be enough for everyone. A patch of bee balm, with all its visitors in action, is worth its weight in gold. And if for some unfortunate reason they don't spread their own seed, I will do it for them. This symphony of interactions extends beyond the beauty of the flowers and the amazing feats of their pollinators. It underscores the importance of cultivating plants that support and sustain our local wildlife. Bee balm is native to Wisconsin's prairies. So by choosing to grow bee balm from seeds, gardeners can create havens for these crucial insects while contributing to the health of our native environment and enhancing the majesty of our gardens. Personally, I think bee balm plants look a little forlorn when on their own, like a lonely child without a friend. Their petals often seem a little ragged, as if too small for themselves. But as a group, in a patch, clump, or field, they seem to reassure each other and become something more than the sum of some flowers. It is in these moments, when the sun heats the air around them, that admirers see them at their best. Gardeners in Door County should choose the right bee balm variety. While many types exist, selecting varieties suited to the local climate and soil conditions will ensure a thriving display and increase the possibility of next year's plants. We should look for bee balm seeds known for their hardiness and disease resistance, such as Monarda didyma, for its brilliant red flowers, or Monarda fistulosa, which offers lovely lavender blooms. This variety is also known as wild bergamot, but all these varieties are well adapted to Door County's climate. Now, starting bee balm from seeds offers anticipation, wonder, and some lessons in humility, at least for me. We should begin indoor seeds about 6 to 8 weeks before the local frost date, sowing seeds in small pots or trays with a gentle press into the soil, allowing for the light they need to germinate. I love seeds that need light for germination. Like my lovely wife and daughter, they need the warm embrace of the sun to start their seasonal journey. A warm, sunny spot indoors becomes the nursery for these nascent lives, a place where careful watering nurtures their emergence from the soil. And when I say careful, I mean careful. According to a wise Door County master gardener friend of mine, there are two ways to kill plants, or seeds in this case. Not enough water and too much water. I seem to lean toward too much. As the seedlings greet the world, give them what they need, light, but not too much, and water, but not too much. At some point, they will need their rituals as much as we do. The essential hardening off prepares them for their future under the open sky. This gradual introduction to the outdoors tempers their strength, equipping them for the transition to the garden and the vibrant but harsh touch of our glorious sun. Good things can harm all of us in excess. So remember, everything in moderation. Once your noble little plants are properly prepared, choose a spot bathed in sunlight and enriched with well-drained soil. Then sporadically space them about 12 inches apart in their permanent home to allow for their full expression. Remember to quench their thirst about once a week if nature hasn't already rained down on them. But once established, they will stand tall. So, now imagine your patch or field of bee balm set against the backdrop of a hazy summer afternoon, filled with sunbeams and rising insects. Imagine the vivid hues as the flowers form a living mosaic, a swirl of reds and pinks and lavenders that captivate the eye and the heart. The air vibrates with the wings of pollinators, each visitor a testament to the garden's role in the greater ecosystem, a provider, a caretaker, a friend who asks for nothing but a little nectar. This vibrant community, born from the humble beginnings of tiny black seeds, stands as a symbol of the gardener's role in the creation and continuation of natural beauty and a healthy biodiversity. A bee balm garden is more than just a visual feast. It is a sanctuary for the soul, a place where the harmony of life breathes in shades of crimson, a place where we can witness the power of seeds to transform reality, where we see the significance of pollinators in the web of life, and where we feel the profound impact of our work as gardeners. By cultivating bee balm, we weave ourselves into the fabric of nature, creating spaces that nourish, inspire, and remind us of the simple, enduring beauty of this world. So thanks for joining us again here at Door County Gardening. I look forward to sharing more stories about great gardening books, plants, the birds that live in our gardens, the designers that inspire us, and the local experts who teach us how to do this better. Until next time.